Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has used a speech to declare that we must stop the rise of Pauline Hanson. The Queensland Premier has warned Pauline Hanson could become Australia's Donald Trump. She's urging Australia's political leaders to call out Pauline Hanson or risk economic disaster. This is what Anastasia Palaszczuk had to say. She says One Nation has $1.6 million in public funding alone and now has a more sophisticated political operation than ever before. If we don't act now and as a community say that the answer lies in hope and opportunity, not fear and loathing, who knows what the future might bring? She says fear-driven politics is not in our best interest and we must act now to stop the rise of Pauline Hanson. Look, I don't know what she's aiming to do here, Anastasia Palaszczuk, but if her goal is to stop Pauline Hanson, she's got a strange way of going about it. In fact, she couldn't have come up with a more counterproductive way of doing it if she tried, because the more you try to shut down Pauline Hanson, the more you help Pauline Hanson. History has proven this time and time again. Pauline Hanson knows it. She thrives on the attention, and it's exactly the same with Donald Trump. So I don't know what Anastasia Palaszczuk is trying to achieve. And what we've seen with Donald Trump, she is the one who says that Pauline Hanson could become Australia's version of Donald Trump. Well, what we saw with Donald Trump was absolutely extraordinary. If you added up all of the free publicity that Donald Trump has received from the people who wanted to shut him down over the last year or so, it would add up to tens of millions of dollars. It could be up to $100 million worth. And the biggest gift to Pauline Hanson during the last election campaign was when Malcolm Turnbull said that Pauline Hanson was not welcome in Australian politics. That just confirmed her underdog status at a time when voters around the world are backing political outsiders. So Pauline Hanson will soak up every bit of attention her critics gift her, and that's just what it is, a gift on this occasion from Anastasia Palaszczuk.